My guest at this time is House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady, who represents the 8th Congressional District in Texas. He is a very busy man in this early Congress, leading the way on crafting legislation for both health care reform legislation as well as tax reform legislation. For the next few minutes, we'll be taking a look at the health care side. And Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, Greg, thanks for having me on.
Where do we stand right now with the American Health Care Act? We know that there seems to be an agreement to add this MacArthur Amendment to the legislation, but it also appears that while conservatives are getting on board, some moderates are more hesitant now. So when might we see a vote, and do you think we can get to the majority this time?
You know, I think we can, and I think we're closer than ever. I think each of the last two amendments that really crafted because centrist members and conservatives sat down and said, how can we make this better? And as a result, the MacArthur Amendment, as well as the Palmer Amendment before it, I think continue to lower premiums, which is what we want for every American, gives states more flexibility, design plans that are right for the state and the communities rather than Washington control. I think that's critical. And then we restore the free market, which is going to take a couple years, but let's start that right now. And so the MacArthur Amendment helps us, in my view, improve the bill. The members, I think that the hesitation has only been to be able to digest this, to be able to think about how it applies back home before they commit their vote. And so I think the conversations that I've been in have been very positive, and we're just going to keep working on it.
Get a little more specific, if you can, sir, on how to bring costs down. I know with the original plan, some of the concerns was, yes, they'll come down, but not for a few years. And obviously, with an election for most people in between, then that gets a little skittish. Plus, they don't want to see their constituents' premiums and deductibles rise. So what do these new changes do to help speed up the reduction in prices?
Yeah, well, I think you hit it right. We really were focused on, as you repeal Obamacare, what next? How do we make sure we've got the lowest priced but best quality plans and the broadest choices for Americans? But as pointed out, you know, for the next 3 years, for those who are in Obamacare today, those premiums could go up 50% a year left unaddressed. And so the Palmer Amendment really helps pull those premiums down in a good, positive way. The second one is really about states planning now about how they can give people innovative health care choices that they don't have anymore. Obamacare destroyed them. And some of our counties in America, that there won't be any choices at all. And so both of these amendments go right to the heart of affordable health care with tons of choices directed by the patients and families, not Washington. So I'm hopeful on this. I'm a big believer in let the consensus drive the timing. So don't set a date. Let's just keep people working till we get to the point. I want to deliver on my promise to repeal Obamacare, all the taxes, all the mandates, all the subsidies, and defund Planned Parenthood and return control to the states. And that's what I'm just intent on doing.
And you're confident you can get that done?
You know, I'm feeling better every day. I'd never count my chickens. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's always a shifting emphasis over there, it seems. Just one clarification, because the media seems to focus on what's in the MacArthur Amendment a little bit differently than most free market folks. They'll say it's the Republicans want to take away this care and this care. What it really does, as far as I can read, is give you the option of having it in your plan, but it doesn't require you to have everything in your plan. Is that pretty much
exactly
how it goes?
Right. Exactly right. Look, so we keep in federal law protections for pre-existing illnesses, for lifting lifetime caps. Important if you have a child who gets ill early in life, or you get a very costly disease early in life. And then letting, you know, young people stay on their parents' plans till 26, stay in place and stay in law. A state under this amendment can apply for a waiver if they've got a better way of improving prices, increasing coverage, offering more plans, or a better way to help people with pre-existing illnesses. And so the waiver is all about if states have better ideas to actually go above and beyond the federal standards, which I think in our state in Texas, you know, the frustration about Obamacare, both for small businesses and for patients, is so high because it's all directed out of Washington.
We're talking with House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady. And Chairman, let's talk a little bit about the process here. When the bill was first rolled out, it was phase one of three phases. There was the part that you could take away the mandates and the taxes and that part of it. Then Secretary Price can do a lot about the regulations on his own. And then there would be another piece of legislation later, which would add some more free market components. A lot of folks worried that since it's so hard to get this bill through with reconciliation, that getting the other ideas in later, when you'll probably need 60 votes, for example, in the Senate, seems like a much taller order. Talk about how you plan to move that once you get this one done.
Yeah, the only reason that this is such a huge bill, and to rip it up and rip its roots out will take more than one effort, especially since the Senate rules prevent us just from purely straight out repealing it. So, you know, getting steps one and two done with the White House, I think, is changes and repeals 90% of that or more, and puts in place free market options. But we still have more work to do. And so allowing, for example, types of businesses to join together, to buy across state lines, to have much better options, malpractice reforms where we get those junk lawsuits out of medicine, all those are going to have to be standalone bills. And while I'm confident we can move them through the House, you know, we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to count on our Senate champions to continue to wage that battle in the Senate. I'm confident we can get some of those key provisions done, but we're going to have to work hard to do it.
How much easier will tax reform be if you can get this done?
Much. And here's why. We never anticipated in tax reform having to also repeal another $1 trillion of taxes that were included in Obamacare. All these taxes, by the way, hurt the economy. They raise costs on patients. They hammer small businesses. We need them gone. But if we had to do that in tax reform, that would mean we couldn't lower the rates as much for families or local businesses, or to become competitive against China and Europe. And so I think it's very important that we repeal this in Obamacare. And secondly, look, this is all about the momentum for the Republican conservative agenda in Washington. This president wants to shake things up. We need to be right there to deliver on these big changes. And so building the momentum off of health care into tax reform, I think it's helpful.
Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady is chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.